Night, to fall so black, must have accomplices. It overlays its strength with days and days of days, but it itself is always one. How I understand and respond to the night. It is my duty to have the feelings that go along with it. There are no examples, but the continuing example. But I notice the night grow impatient. It is running out of itself. Soon, every night now, the day is eager to press its nose against the pane. Time is sinking, sinking away. I will the dark to stay. It is beyond the dark's strength today. The shadows have their hook in me. But the light comes with a new spring in its step, a confident warm sun in the cold of days. Coats put on to go out are too heavy. The changes are taking effect. Bright souls are about. And I find myself lifted by the day, lifted like a treacherous lover to forget the night. I must get back my equilibrium, balance out again what has changed. I've done it before, I am sure, though I forget, as I always forget. But the night, the passing of the night, oh, how I forget how much I loved you, how much I want back what we had. Admittedly, it was not much, but it closed in on us both. It brought us closer, and I will not forget you. I suspect I must go away from you a while, but I will return as daffodils return, as she returns. I cannot bring myself to love another. Yet how often have my eyes strayed over a new beauty. Ah, but the work of it. Even supposing it could find a beginning, it could sustain an interest that long. But still, the demanding sense that nothing matters, that everything is a will-o'-the-wisp, the slashed arms of days, the noises, not the skies, the black bicycles ridden into space. Sometimes I see myself shining from far off, and the blood begins to throb in my veins again, as if I have realized who I am, who knows the sun and moon, and plunges into my head from out there, unprotected. The clouds pulsing with a simple kind of information, but the first information of childhood gazing of fields and rusty gates and hayricks. I must get my cloud skates on and await with the walls the passing of alternatives until the one fated thing sets solid. I will not deny the world has me. I was unable to break it. But I keep its silence. Its secret is safe with me. Drowning each night in artificial light, the time of flickering flames and shadows on cave walls has passed. The innocent lovers become not so innocent. And somewhere in reality, something that never ceases. I know it, and yet I don't know it. I am in it and of it, yet it is alien to me. My skull is merely imagined, though it seems I can press in the skin until it reaches it. But I cannot kick it about the streets like a football, or toss it in the air and catch it. And the murmurs of the doors on their hinges seem to have taken something personally. For long periods, nothing but lights in the sky. Now real flesh and blood friends. The moon has shown me a hidden side. And the solitude of the outer world is peopled by masses that do not exist. At such and such an hour, I will emerge from my pupa, perhaps driven by a chance circulation of air, a hearty cry and a heave-ho, and it will be done. I'll have the sense beaten back into me, as if I've crawled for months through a dark tunnel, only to rise with a manhole cover to a busy street for my hat. Only when you long for sudden storms do they not come. They wish to set you an example of taking your mind away from all things. All expectations, all wants, and live instead in a tangential anticipation, always one step removed from anything happening. Though it happens slyly, all around you, all the time, multiple possibilities clawing their way out of thin sheaths of innocence.